Hare Krishna. Recently, while I was in Russia, I was speaking quite a bit about this concept of being satisfied. And today, I want to continue talking about both being satisfied and being dissatisfied. To quote a verse from Chanaka Pandit, where he talks about what one should be satisfied with and what one should not be satisfied with. There are things that we should also not be satisfied with, and that's really part of the package. But before I get to those, let me then start at the beginning. The Acharya says that one should always be satisfied with one's wife, which means one's wife, one's husband, one's children. People are what they are. And while we can always try to communicate to others try to better each other, of course, and that's what Krishna consciousness is all about, but people also have their natures. Srila Prabhupada in his last day said that I was always very demanding. Some parts of one's nature will not change. One can change one's conduct, and of course bad qualities become purified, but there are certain qualities in people that are not bad, but when we're not necessarily compatible in terms of those sort of neutral qualities, then we may find that they're a source of friction. Be satisfied with your spouse, with your child. It's a frame of mind. There was something that I saw in my father, and one of the things that I appreciated in him, I could say I learned from him, because he was always satisfied with everyone and with everything. And of course he also had good reason for that, because he had an extremely difficult life. By that I mean during the time of the Second World War. He saw a lot, and he learned how to be satisfied with very, very simple things, very minimal things. And then he says one should be satisfied with one's food. Ultimately, Krishna is feeding us, and whatever it is that the Lord wants to put on our plate, we should accept that. In the Krishna consciousness movement, we are very fortunate in that we're a kitchen religion. We've learned how to eat the most wonderful types of foodstuffs, what to speak of in terms of just menu, but in terms of fact that we're eating Krishna prasadam. But sometimes we eat little, sometimes we'll eat more. Sometimes we may be served things that we don't like so much. That was another experience I had in being young, is that sometimes I was picky with my food. And my parents would then refer to the fact that I don't really know what it means to be hungry, which is a fact. Fortunately, I don't. But they did, from during the war. And they knew that it's not a good thing to be too picky or have too much of a selective diet. Sometimes there are devotees who will only eat some very, very selective things, or they'll eat selectively, but they won't eat other types of things which are part and parcel of our Gaudiya Vaishnav culture. Anyhow, the Chanakya Pandit says, be satisfied with your food. And then he says, it's somewhat connected also, he says, be satisfied with your wealth. Your next door neighbor may be very wealthy. I don't have to go out of your way to try to be wealthy like him. What is it that comes of its own accord? What is our quota? We should strive. Ultimately, everyone has to work for their quota. The quota is not going to be falling off the tree. But you shouldn't sacrifice your family life. You shouldn't sacrifice your Krishna consciousness. You shouldn't sacrifice a lot of things just in order to accumulate more and more wealth. And ultimately, that more and more wealth is going to also, of course, be taken away. Because of death, all that wealth is taken away. So I struggle, or I try to accumulate things unnecessarily. Chanaka Pandit says, no, be satisfied with your wealth. Within the certain framework of your karma, what comes, let that come. But don't sacrifice the real essentials of life in order to gain wealth or in order to keep it. All right, so these are what he's saying that we should be satisfied with. But simultaneously, he also emphasizes that we shouldn't be satisfied with some things. Now, what are those things that we shouldn't be satisfied with? He says one should never be satisfied with one's studies. Academic studies, well, academic studies is one thing, although generally in Chanakya Pandit's culture, it wasn't going to university or so on that was being emphasized. Of course, the primary teacher is life. Life teaches us, and actually it is Krishna through teaches us through life. And we should not come to a stage where we think, well, we know it all and we know everything. But we're open always to being corrected, to improving ourselves, as Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, always endeavoring for protection. And of course, studies in a very Krishna conscious context also means that one should never be satisfied with the fact that, well, I've read Bhagavad Gita, I read Prabhupada's books once. No. We should continue to study these books, delve into them very deeply, never be satisfied, because actually there's no end to what it is that's contained within those books and the transcendental benefits that one will attain by studying them. So don't be satisfied with studying, with just having read the Bhagavad Gita. Oh, I read the Bhagavad Gita. Oh, I read the first canto. No, keep on studying, go deeper and deeper. And then he says one should never be satisfied with austerity and penance. There are different types of austerities and penances that Vaishnavas accept, and you could list so many of them. One austerity, for instance, is ekadasi. Sometimes devotees just refrain themselves from eating grains. Well, that's good. That's the minimum. But you can go further. One can go further and say, I will only eat once a day on Ekadasi. Or one can obviously say, well, I won't eat at all on Ekadasi, or I'll just eat, say, in the evening, and a very small amount. Or one can say, well, I will just not eat or not drink. In other words, dry fast on Ekadasi. So you get the picture. You don't have to be satisfied that this is what I'm doing. And of course, there's so many other types of austerities, the most important of which is, for instance, is that I'm not satisfied with the fact that I'm just chanting 16 rounds a day. Prabhupada always said minimum 16 rounds. As in the beginning, when we came to Krishna consciousness, someone may have told us, just chant one round. But then eventually that one round wasn't enough, and the other one round turned into four rounds, and the four rounds into 16 rounds. Why stop at 16 rounds? Why not continue that as one has become a little more advanced in Krishna consciousness, that one is chanting 20 rounds or 25 rounds? Don't be satisfied with austerities and penance. And sometimes one may take a japa retreat where one does nothing else but chant, and therefore chants 1 lakh, 64 rounds, or 2 lakhs, or 3 lakhs. If you consider our lives, then we can see, well, how is it that we're increasing the amount of penance that we're doing? Ultimately, that's what spiritual life is about. It's about decreasing sense gratification and increasing spiritual life. Pavritischa, nivritischa. So how are we decreasing the amount of sense gratification and increasing the amount of renunciation that we're practicing? Second to last thing he says is charity. He says never be satisfied with the charity that you're giving. For brahmacharis and sannyasis, charity means to preach, to give Krishna consciousness. Never be satisfied with what you're given. Always give more and more. In the nice conversation Prabhupada talks, he was talking about a sadhu. He says, sometimes I'm very inconvenienced or I'm not well, and then all of a sudden someone knocks on the door and they want to talk, or they have something that they want to know. And so even though it's inconvenient, still I do it. He says, why? He says, that's a sadhu. A sadhu is never satisfied. He always feels like, yes, this is really my duty. And for a grihastha, well, ultimately everything that you have is going to be taken away. If you give it away, if you give it to Krishna's service, then you get credit. But if you just lose it and get taken away, you get no credit. So why not get credit for giving that which mitu sarva harashaham, which death is going to take away anyway? Why not get credit for those things? So one should not be satisfied with one charity. Well, I donated once. Well, I'm giving 10%. But if we study, Srila Prabhupada is really emphasizing giving 50%. So whether it's 50% of one's total income, whether it's 50% of what is left over after one's maintenance, but somehow or another always striving to achieve those type of standards that we've been instructed to and inherited from Srila Prabhupada. And the last thing is, he says, never be satisfied with chanting the holy names. And of course, I already mentioned the increase in the quantity, but then there's also the increase in the quality. Isn't it that sometimes we find ourselves, we're just satisfied that, well, we finished chanting, I finished my rounds. That for many, many years, I may be chanting Hare Krishna in the very same way, and yet not going deeper and beyond the stages of anartha nivritti and nishtha, and getting a real taste, and of course, ultimately, attaining ruchi, bhava, and prema. So we should not be satisfied. Chanting Hare Krishna is a process. It's not just that we've been given a few words to repeat, and by repeating those few words, we will attain perfection. No, by cultivating anushilanam, it's a cultivation that takes place. By cultivating the process of chanting, and if we're satisfied with just mouthing the words, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the mantra that you may be repeating, the words that you may be repeating may not be the words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In other words, you may be saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, but if we're not saying it in the proper way, and if we're not saying it in a deep way, then that may not really be the mantra, at least not in the mantra which is non-different than Krishna, and which brings along with itself so much ecstasy. So, in summary, Chanakya Pandit says one should always be satisfied with one's wife, one's food, and one's wealth, but one should never be satisfied with one's studies, austerity, penance, charity, and chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna.